WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
The British magazine New Musical Express has for several years voted Sonic Youth the best rock band in the world. The band's four members got together in New York in 1981 and have been making music that is loud and literary ever since. Rock critic Ken Tucker has a review of their new album, Daydream Nation. From it, a song called Total Trash.
It started at the top, now it's spiraling down. What's best when it's lost? Digging underground. Never mind it now. We can bring it back. It's total trash. And it's a natural fact that I'm not no cow.
One of the last first-rate rock albums to be released in 1988 was Sonic Youth's Daydream Nation, a dense double album that I'm only now fully absorbing and appreciating. Sonic Youth is one of those bands that's been so extensively championed, so exhaustively written about, that you begin to suspect its cult status. It's not inappropriate to ask, if they're that good, why aren't they more popular? Well, there's one short but fairly accurate answer to that, because they're rather noisy and perplexing in a way that even loud rock and roll usually is not. That's Hey Joni. Daydream Nation is comparable to the Rolling Stones' Exile on Main Street, another double album that places a high value on murkiness, gallows humor, and a palpable sense of dread. Sonic Youth tries to bypass the dead end of conventional rock lyrics in favor of recurring phrases that operate like incantations. If the language sometimes sounds spacey, that's because one big influence on this band is science fiction, in particular, two forms of it, the tough guy chilliness of cyberpunk and the thickly detailed hallucinations of the author Philip K. Dick, who was thanked specifically for his inspiration on the band's 1987 album, Sister.
I grew up in a shotgun row, sliding down a hill. I fought with the big machines. Still I'm rusty now, I guess. I back was the river, and that big sign on the road, that's where it all started. Come on down in the store. You can buy us some more.
That's The Sprawl. The song title is taken from a term used in the recent science fiction writing of cyberpunk authors such as William Gibson and Bruce Sterling, and refers to a future controlled by a vast network of computers. In interviews, Sonic Youth bassist Kim Gordon has said that what the band likes about this sort of writing is the way it blurs distinctions between, quote, a dream state and waking life. This idea finds its parallel in Sonic Youth's music in that much of the time distinctions are blurred between accessible, commercial-sounding hard rock and the most extreme sorts of avant-garde music. One way the band achieves this is by using eccentric guitar tunings. Band member Thurston Moore has said, "Our feeling is that guitars are very much unlimited instruments, and it's limited notions of their scope that's made them what they are. When you're playing in standard tuning all the time, you're sounding pretty standard." No one will ever accuse Sonic Youth of playing standard rock and roll.
That's clear enough. That's
this talk about the avant-garde and eccentricity, there's no doubt that Daydream Nation must strike longtime Sonic Youth fans as containing the group's most accessible music to date. In rock world terms, this is supposed to mean that the band has sold out in a shameless attempt to reach a larger audience. But such accusations are meaningless in the late 80s, when everything from David Byrne's art songs to the Bulgarian state radio and television female vocal choir are enjoyed by what is in every sense a mass audience. As we move into the 90s, it's becoming clear that Sonic Youth is a cult band more than capable of accommodating a mass following.
Ken Tucker writes about popular culture for the Philadelphia Inquirer.
Everybody's talking about the stormy weather. What's it meant to do but work out weather? Looking for a man with a focus and a temper who can open up a map and see between one and two. Time to get